Okay, so have you ever gone through a breakup and felt like you were just completely blindsided? Like one minute you're cruising along thinking everything's fine, and then bam, the rug's pulled out from under you. And you're left there stunned and wondering how you even got there.
Oh, absolutely. It's that feeling of emotional whiplash that can be so disorienting.
Exactly. And it's like you don't even know where to begin picking up the pieces. That's what we're diving into today. We're talking about bouncing back from those heartbreakers and finding your footing again. And to help us navigate this emotional obstacle course we're turning to, how to get over a breakup, fast breakup healing in 2024. It's a super practical guide from the folks over at Kindness Connect.
And let me tell you, they really get it. They dive right into the thick of it, starting with this section on understanding the pain of heartbreak.
Right. And I love how they acknowledge that it's not just about feeling sad, it's this whole roller coaster of emotions.
Like you said, it's a roller coaster. You've got denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
Yeah.
They're all part of the deal, and it's completely normal.
It's like they mapped out the stages of grief specifically for breakups. Which, by the way, I'm super guilty of. Like, I remember going through this one breakup and I was convinced I was handling it like a champ. No tears, no drama, just moving on, right? But then weeks later, bam, the anger hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, yeah, we've all been there. It's like those stages can sneak up on you when you least expect it.
Totally. And that's why I think this whole understanding the pain part is so crucial. You have to know what you're dealing with before you can even start to heal.
Absolutely. It's like having a roadmap to navigate those emotional twists and turns. You know what to expect, which can make the whole process feel less overwhelming.
And you know what else I love about this guide? It's not all just theory and psychobabble. They actually give you actionable steps to speed up the healing process.
Right. It's like they're handing you a first aid kit for your heart.
Totally.
And they're not afraid to get real with you about what it takes to move on.
Like that Kindness Connect chat feature they mentioned. Imagine being able to connect with someone who gets it right when you're in the throes of heartache.
It's like having a virtual shoulder to cry on available 24/7, which, let's be honest, can be a lifesaver when you're up at 3 a.m. replaying every moment of the relationship in your head.
Okay, but let's dive into their actual breakup survival guide. This is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is where things get practical.
So first up on the agenda, and they don't sugarcoat this, is give yourself time to grieve.
Which sounds obvious.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many people try to skip over this step. They want to rush through the pain and act like it's no big deal.
It's like that I'm fine meme with the house on fire in the background.
Exactly. But just like you can't outrun a house fire, you'd outrun your feelings.
So how do we actually do that? How do we give ourselves permission to grieve without drowning in it?
That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about acknowledging that you're hurting, that it's okay to not be okay, and that it's a process, not a race.
So no more suck it up, buttercup pep talks to ourselves.
Nope, not anymore. It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we'd offer a close friend going through the same thing.
So we're being kind to ourselves, acknowledging those feelings. But then there's this doozy of a tip, cut off communication. Oof, that one hits close to home.
Right, like ripping off a band-aid. It's gonna sting a little.
A little. More like a full-on paper cut to the soul. But I get it. They compare it to picking at a scab, which is, well, an accurate but kind of gross analogy.
But it makes sense, though, doesn't it? Every time you reach out, you're essentially reopening that wound. It's like trying to bake a cake and constantly opening the oven door. You're just letting all the heat out and messing with the process.
Okay, that's officially the best breakup analogy I've ever heard. And it's so true. It's like you can't move on if you're still stuck in that cycle of checking their social media, analyzing every text, hoping for a sign.
It's self-sabotage at its finest. You're basically holding yourself back from healing. And look, I get it, cutting off contact is hard, especially in the age of social media. But trust me on this one, it's a game changer.
It's like they say, out of sight, out of mind. Okay, so we've acknowledged the pain. We've cut off communication as much as humanly possible. What's next on our breakup boot camp agenda?
Well, this is where things start to get a little more fun. It's time to surround yourself with positivity.
Yes. Time to call in the reinforcements, the friends, the family, the ones who remind you how awesome you are.
Exactly. And I'm not talking about those friends who are all like, oh, he was a loser anyway, you're so much better off without him. You know the ones who try to slap a band-aid on a bullet wound?
Been there, gotten the emotionally confusing t-shirt.
Right. We're talking about the real ones. The ones who let you cry on their shoulder, who bring you your favorite takeout, and who gently nudge you to get back out there when you're ready.
The ones who remind you that you're not alone. And that even though it sucks right now, it's not the end of the world.
Exactly. They're like your own personal cheerleading squad, helping you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the game.
Love it. So surround yourself with good vibes. Check. What else have we got?
All right, so this next one is all about, you guessed it, focusing on self-care.
Okay, but not the cliche bubble bath and face mask kind of self-care, although no judgment if that's your jam.
No, we're talking about the deep, soul-nourishing kind of self-care, the kind that reminds you who you are and what brings you joy.
So it's less about the external stuff and more about the internal reset.
Exactly. It's about tuning into your needs, both physically and emotionally.
Right.
What makes you feel good? What makes you feel alive? Do more of that.
So we're giving ourselves permission to actually enjoy things again. That's a win in my book. But now we're getting to the part that always makes me a little squeamish. It's the whole rediscover yourself thing.
Ah, yes, the classic breakup cliche.
Right. But you know what? As much as I roll my eyes at it, there's something to be said for rediscovering those parts of yourself that may have gotten a little lost in the relationship shuffle.
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy to lose yourself in a relationship, to let your own interests and passions take a back seat. Especially when things are good, you're kind of building a life together, merging your identities. But after a breakup, you have this incredible opportunity to step back and say, okay, who am I now? What do I want?
It's like you're suddenly single at the buffet of life. You can go back for seconds of those things you love, try something new and exciting, no judgment.
Exactly. This is your chance to reconnect with those things that make you, you. Take that dance class you've been eyeing dust off that old guitar. Learn how to speak Klingon, whatever floats your boat.
Okay, learning Klingon might be a bit much.
Hey, no judgment. The point is, this is about rediscovering your own rhythm, your own passions. And sometimes that means stepping outside your comfort zone and trying things you never would have before.
I'm all for that. All right, so we've given ourselves time to grieve, cut off communication, surrounded ourselves with good vibes, focused on self-care, and rediscovered our inner rock stars. What's next on our breakup recovery journey?
Well, now we're moving into what I like to call the, okay, it's time to move on phase. And that starts with brace yourself, navigating the aftermath.
That sounds a little ominous, like we're about to enter a post-breakup war zone.
Not quite a war zone.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some emotional landmines to watch out for. It's that weird in-between phase where you're not quite over the relationship, but you're also not quite ready to move on.
So how do we navigate this emotional minefield without blowing ourselves up?
Well, their first piece of advice is to acknowledge your feelings. And this might seem like a repeat, but it's so important. Those feelings might pop up in unexpected ways long after you think you've moved on.
So it's like those random waves of sadness that hit you out of nowhere. Like you'll be grocery shopping, minding your own business, and then bam, you see their favorite cereal. And it's like, the breakup happened yesterday.
Yep, been there. The key is to not judge yourself for those feelings. Acknowledge them, let yourself feel them, and then let them go.
Easier said than done. But okay, so we're acknowledging the feels. What else is in our breakup survival toolkit?
This next one is a biggie, and it can be tough to swallow, but it's so crucial. Avoid idealizing the past.
Oh, I hate when that happens. It's like you accidentally put on those rose-colored glasses, and suddenly the entire relationship looks like a rom-com montage.
Right, and it's tempting to focus on the good times to romanticize what you've lost. But the truth is, no relationship is perfect.
Yeah.
And by holding on to an idealized version of the past, you're only making it harder to move on.
It's like clinging to a life raft that's slowly deflating. You're better off swimming to shore and finding a new one.
Exactly. So ditch the rose-colored glasses, take an honest look at the relationship for what it was, and then, and this is the important part, give yourself permission to let it go.
Okay, I'm letting go deep breaths. What's next?
The last tip for navigating the aftermath is to stay busy productively. And I love how they emphasize productively, because this isn't about numbing yourself out with distractions. It's about channeling your energy into something positive and fulfilling.
So less Netflix binging, more, I don't know, training for a marathon.
Exactly. Think about what brings you joy, what makes you feel accomplished and energized. Maybe it is training for a marathon, or maybe it's finally tackling that creative project you've been putting off. The point is to find healthy outlets for your energy that will help you move forward, not back.
It's like the difference between stress baking and stress cleaning. One leaves you with a sugar rush and a messy kitchen. The other leaves you with a sparkling house and a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll discover a hidden talent or passion along the way.
All right, so we're staying busy, we're being productive, but how do we know when we're actually, you know, moving on? Like, when do we get to that point where we can look back on the relationship without wanting to hurl our phones across the room?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm.
And unfortunately, there's no magic formula or app that can tell you when you've reached that point. But what I can tell you is this, Moving on is a process, not a destination.
So it's more like a journey, not a light switch you just flip on.
Precisely.
Hmm.
It's about taking things one day at a time, celebrating the small victories, and trusting that with each passing day, it'll get a little easier. Eventually, you'll wake up one morning and realize that the breakup no longer defines you. You're free.
Wow, that's actually really beautiful. And I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree. So to wrap things up, remember, breakups are tough, but they don't have to break you. By giving yourself time to heal, leaning on your support system, and embracing the opportunity for growth, you can emerge from the wreckage stronger and wiser than ever before.
Preach. And hey, if you need a little extra help along the way, don't forget to check out How to Get Over a Breakup. Fast Breakup Healing in 2024 from Kindness Connect. It's packed with even more practical tips, insights, and even a chat feature to connect with others who get it.
Because, let's face it, sometimes we all need a little help from our friends and maybe a good breakup survival guide to get us through.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and a love life that doesn't make you want to pull your hair out. We believe in you.